Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're waking up with the Morning Mess.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
Live 101.5.
Hey, it's the Morning Mess. It's time to check in City of Gilbert, man. Staycation setup time. We got Michelle on the line. Michelle, you think your boyfriend, Justin, might be cheating because your friend saw your boyfriend with another girl at a hotel that she works at. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So explain how this all went out and why we think he's cheating.
Okay, so last weekend, my boyfriend Justin told me that he had a work conference. So, you know, like at first I'm like, oh, awesome. I'm going to have the house to myself. Mm-hmm. I'm happy about it.
Yeah, Sienna likes those days too.
I do, not going to lie.
It was all good until Sunday afternoon because one of my friends who works at the hotel, she does like event managing and all of that. Mm-hmm. She reaches out to me and she tells me that she sees him there with another girl. And I'm like, okay, no, really, that's not a problem. He's there for a work thing. It's probably just a coworker. And then my friend tells me that there is no company conferences at that hotel happening that weekend. And that's when my stomach just dropped. And I'm just like, oh my God, what is going on?
Mm. Oh my God. So, and you have no idea who this girl is?
No. I asked her if she could like look up like the reservation or do any of that. Just give me more information. And she just told me she really couldn't. But she did tell me they were holding hands and looked close.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Did she not take any photos or is it because she was on the clock that she couldn't really do that? That's a little unprofessional. Okay.
Well, it's illegal, I think, too.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's illegal.
Why is it? Wow. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Well, no, I respect she's trying to keep her job. It's probably a good job. And if she blows the whistle, then it gets pointed at her. Wow. Okay. At least she gave you the heads up, though. So do you suspect somebody? Is there someone like a name? Because Sienna's going to call him up, all from the free romantic hotel stay, ask who he wants to put on the reservation. Do you think another name than yours, Michelle, will be given?
If it's any name other than mine, it's a problem.
Okay.
I would think so.
Wow, you got real Sicilian right there. It's a problem. Where are we at with it? If he is cheating, is it over or do you want to work it out? We have these damn counselors that we pay for that people never really talk to.
Yeah.
We're gonna just stop offering these things. We do have counselors. If you want to do couples therapy, you're going to try to work through it or is it automatically over?
Here's the thing. Like, I first need to figure out what the hell is going on because, like, you know, when he came home, he was, like, just trying to play it cool. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want, I'm just like fed up with lies. I just want to know what's going on before I make any other decisions. So I just want to get to the bottom of it.
I respect that. Did you think about doing the boxer test when he got home?
Oh my God, I don't know what that is.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. I am here for the ladies in the community here. Just your man come home. You think he's cheating. While he takes a nap or he takes a shower, you go take a big whiff of those boxers and you'll know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The nose knows.
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Justin?
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you. Can I have you for a moment?
I'm kind of busy right now.
I completely understand. It won't take too long to talk about this, so I'll get straight to the point. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two, and we want to put you in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package.
No, that's okay. I'm not interested.
Well, you know what, Justin? We'll even throw in two complimentary bottles of champagne for you. How does that sound?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds kind of like scammy. I mean, is this all free or?
Yeah, so it's complimentary on the Aurora Hotel. I promise you this is not a scam. It's a once-in-a-lifetime giveaway, and we want to offer it to you.
All right. As long as it's free.
Yes, it's free. The only time you'll have to give us some credit card information is for incidentals. So, you know, if you spill some coffee or if you might break some things in the room, that's the only time we'll need that credit card information from you.
Okay.
All right. In order to move forward, I just need your guest of honor. And what we like to do here at the Aurora Hotel is write a personalized note for your guest. You can make that note as sweet or saucy, depending on how you're feeling. So I'll give you a moment to think about that.
Yeah. Why don't you make it, I want to show you how I can treat you right.
And who would you like me to address this note to, Justin?
To Alexa.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Alexa, turn off the radio.
Yeah, wrong girl. Alexa, wrong girl.
Hey, Justin, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess with your girlfriend, Michelle, on the line.
You're such a dumb. I have a friend who works at the hotel. She saw you there with some other girl.
Tell whoever that is to mind their business and stop starting drama. I told you I was at a conference.
You were at a hotel holding hands with somebody?
It was just a coworker. I don't know what she saw. I wasn't holding hands. I may have been walking with someone, but...
I don't know, my G. I feel like you were walking to a room.
Stop lying.
I don't know who's trying to make drama, but I'm not lying. You don't even have your facts straight.
Listen, Justin, you put down another girl's name for a free romantic giveaway, and you wrote her a sweet note.
I just wanted to give something to my coworker, and I was going to treat you to a nice dinner or something.
A dinner?
Yeah,
really?
I was going to take you out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. You write this note that you're going to take this bitch on this romantic getaway, and you're going to take me out to dinner? That's your plan?
This is what I get for trying to do something nice for you.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yo, these guys on these streets, bro. Listen, you know what you did, man.
Listen, she's one of my coworkers. We work together. I have no idea what your friend saw, but it's not what you think. She misinterpreted whatever she saw.
Bro, now I'm going to play devil's advocate. Say Alexa is a coworker. Okay, I believe that. But you are trying to get with Alexa, your coworker.
No, I don't want to get with Alexa. I'm with you.
Then you would have put her name down.
For the reservation.
Why do you need to stay at a hotel? We live right nearby. Why wouldn't we go out to dinner? It just makes more sense.
You make no sense, my guy.
He wants to treat another girl better than his own girlfriend.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, Michelle, where are we at? He's not going to admit to it.
I can't talk to a f***ing liar.
So, Justin, you there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on your dumbass. Hold on. All right, so Michelle, obviously he's lying.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know who this girl Alexa is? You know that coworker Alexa?
I don't. I'm going to look online.
I say just keep it moving, to be honest
with
you.
Oh, yeah, don't even waste your time.
He wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
And we live in the Valley, man. It's time for you to have a little hotel stay. Have a nice staycation, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A real one, yes.
Yes. We got friends in high places. And when I say high places, I mean Gila River Resorts and Casinos.
That's there right. You go.
It's time for Michelle. What do they say? You do you?
You do you.
You do you,
it's
boo.
Time to do you.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody, Michelle. Do a little staycation. Invite that certain somebody. Spend a weekend with you. Ah, I got that giggle.
There it is.
And I heard the butt jiggle.
You heard both?
I heard both. I'll make it clap.
The Morning Mess. Live 101.5. The Valley's hit music leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.